You with a refinance. Lower your mortgage payment, skip a few months, and start saving now with our 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
And while we all have more time at home, take a moment and go to carltoninsurance.net to see just how much the James Carlton State Farm team can save you. Whether it's home, life, or car insurance, the James Carlton State Farm team is here in your neighborhood, ready to provide you with a customer experience unmatched in the industry. Rates continue to drop as fewer cars are on the road. Now is as good a time as ever to make sure your family has the best protection at the right price. If your insurance costs a leg and an arm, call James Carlton State Farm, 314-961-4800.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gilman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with 5-star reviews. Find the Gilmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
Looking for new current window treatments? Give Cardinal Blinds a call at 636-220-2269 for a free consultation to answer any questions. Cardinal Blinds is a local third-generation family-owned business and St. Louis's leader in window treatment sales, repairs, and cleaning. Speaking of, have you heard about ultrasonic cleaning? Their ultrasonic blind cleaning system kills bacteria, removes dust, and takes care of most stains, making your window treatments look like new. That's Cardinal Blinds, 636-220-2269 and cardinalblinds.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
The Taco King is the Mexican food catering service that you need at your next event. We're talking homemade seasoning with fresh and simple ingredients that combine for an explosive taste you simply won't get from most caterers. And the Taco King isn't just wheeling and dealing the best tacos in STL. The street corn is so good, you'll swear you're south of the border. Check out their Facebook page, Taco King STL, or email them at tacokingstl@gmail.com. They're ready for your order today.
Folks, it's time for the Playhouse.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his
partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Yeah.
Brand new balls.
I was wondering who said that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 20th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They never closed. There was just that bizarre period of time where you couldn't go in the lobby, but now you can again. I took a day off today. I was in First Community Monday. First day the lobby was open. I was in there Tuesday. Didn't go in today. Gave them a break from me today. But you need to know the lobbies are open. Yes, they're practicing all the stuff. Just need to know that. We'll talk more about First Community Credit Union. But first,
hey!
You probably wonder, who runs the control board for that horrible show? Well, it's not his fault when it's horrible. He actually is pretty good at what he does. And he didn't do it. If you think about this, it's not something he's done his whole life. For example, he didn't do it for the 19 years. Did you run a control board over in Great Britain?
I did not.
Of course not. Of course you did. Not even the 10 years you lived in Birmingham, England. But he does now. He is Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the house again today, because he didn't go. And we have an interesting story about why he's not really prepared with anything today. And it has to do with the fact that he just simply didn't pay attention yesterday. But hey,
No,
I believe it does. We'll talk later.
Back Bill up.
He did not go northbound, southbound, westbound, or. Bill Clevelin, you will have plenty of time to explain why you're unprepared today. First, say hello to everyone.
Hello. Hey, real quick, related to your opening little thing with the kick the balls you mentioned there. In the,
right.
Have you seen the mayor? I don't know what city. Somewhere in Florida?
Yes.
No, don't say that? Okay. Sorry.
Oh, I've seen,
I don't want to ruin
female,
it.
Right? Oh, female
yes,
mayor?
Yes.
Oh, the female one. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the dude from...
She's explaining the new rules of how you can play tennis and be all this, you know, prepared and safe and everything. And she, in the quote that she uses as she's rambling on, she says, she goes, so you can kick your balls, you just can't touch your balls.
Yeah.
And you can't touch somebody else's balls.
And you can't touch somebody else's balls.
And then once she realizes what she's doing, she starts to break up.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. That is Bill Clevelin, and in the room with him, in the same room that is sealed off from us, the coronavirus-proof room, is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
Imagine if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. The lobbies are now open in Missouri along with the Walmart locations. It's still drive-through only in Illinois, but you can check out their great rates on home loans, car loans, or still get information on the CARE Act loans.
Got an
for your
email
business.
From someone that says, are the Illinois lobbies open? Would you ask Dan about that? And I believe you just touched on that.
Yes, no, they are not open yet until Illinois opens up, and they're trying to figure all
that
righty. Out.
All right, well, thank
now,
you for that
not.
Information.
Who sent that email?
That's from Harry AZCRAC, S-Crack. Harry S-Crack. I sent that from Shoveltown, Missouri.
Wow.
And there's a reason I use that name. It's coming up later.
I know.
Thank you, Harry, for that email. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Harry. Yeah. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
And now, direct from a hospital, back from a knee procedure in the studio, boy, it's, you know, if he were working any of his old jobs he used to have, he wouldn't be able to come into work. This is nothing. He's like sit in a chair, and but the old days couldn't have done it. Not when he worked at Denny's or Wendy's or KFC or meat cutter. There's a job you're on your feet. I don't think they sit down to cut meat. Couldn't do that. He did that at one time. Mall arcade token distributor, investigative reporter for Crime Magazine, knife salesman. look, if this falls apart, maybe Bertarelli could use you. He got a little bit of experience selling knives. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, roller rink DJ, but now he's head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's our digital clock setter and checker. Let's check it together. It's 5:19:54. Let's take it right to the 5:20 mark. 57, 58, 59. 5:19:20 right now, in case you're setting a clock, and I know it's right because that's the time on the clock at the Bureau of Standards. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and one other thing. Yes, just like, well, not exactly like, but sort of like Jim Rockford. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I think this story I've never told you. I got fired from my job as a guy that stuck the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I rolled them up and stuck them in the machine that tied the string around it.
Right.
And then threw him to the front of the truck, and then the guy at the front of the truck threw it on your front yard when the Post-Dispatch was an afternoon paper.
Right.
I got fired on my second day on the job for throwing up on all the papers.
Like nice. Physically puking?
I vomited on it because there was no ventilation back there, and all you smelled was the newspaper ink.
Did the other people throw up?
I was the only one back there.
Hmm.
Guy fired me. I was 13 years old.
That seems cruel and unfair.
It is.
One throw up, and that was it? You didn't do it every day?
No, I threw up on all the papers.
That excessive overreact. You should have sued him, but you were a kid.
Child labor, too. I was like 13, you know.
Well, you were working illegally, so you've got no suit there.
Well,
say hi to your sponsor.
If I did have a suit, you know who I'd call?
The
Law Offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice, and he co-hosts the Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work as a result, you may be eligible for workman's compensation, and that's Scott's specialty. Contact him, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right. Hevey Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I am really, really, really working hard on losing this weight, and I'm on track. I'm proud of myself. I'm not cheating. One of the things I haven't given up, and I actually think helps fill me up. What do you think it is, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's exactly right. Big old piece of cheese every day keeps the doctor away. Or maybe it was an apple, something like that. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Lucrest and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yes.
I found that mayor talking about the tennis balls and the tennis thing.
I'll play it.
You want to play it real
yeah,
quick?
Hell yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Professor from the same household has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker like a Sharpie.
I forgot about that part. Once she realized it, she kept.
Yeah.
You could tell she deliberately tried to say tennis, but then sometimes she forgot. And she was cute, too.
Yeah.
There's something about a cute girl saying balls. Well, it is. It's hot. It is. If she'd been ugly and said it, it wouldn't have been hot. I'm just being truthful.
My God.
Well, I'm just being truthful,
he's
guys.
He's got a point.
Guys,
he's got a point.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Guys like it when hot girls say stuff. They just do. First Community Credit Union. That's our sponsor. They're open. They were always open. You just couldn't go in the lobby for a while through that. And we're still in it to some degree, that bizarre COVID thing, but now the lobby is open. The only thing still missing, and I get it, is the popcorn. It'll be back. It'll be back, sir. So why would you even want to consider changing where you do your banking? Well, might I mention and use the word rates to you? I think probably the single biggest reason people change where they bank is rates. You find somebody else has a better rate, whether it's on money you're borrowing or money you're saving, that's where you're going to move your business. I think once you move it to First Community Credit Union, you're not going to have any desire to move it anywhere else again, because they're on it, that nobody is more diligent about checking rates everywhere else than they are. They don't want other people to beat their rates. And so far, they've done a pretty good job of leading the pack. So if you want to start with a car loan, fine. But my guess is eventually you're going to move all your banking business there. So why not just go ahead and do that? Tell your old bank, goodbye, closing out my accounts. They're going to beg you to stay. Well, no, what can we do to keep you? Nah, don't fall for that. They should have shown more interest in you already, but they didn't. First Community Credit Union will take good care of you. And if you're a small business, they love partnering with small businesses. There are lots of reasons that First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Over 40 locations. You want to know more? Go to firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Bill Queblin's in the house, as I said earlier, and he's brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the country. A lot of reasons for that, too, and all of those reasons you'll find at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for Bill Cleveland. So yesterday, you laid out a challenge for me about 60s music. You, Bill Cleveland, said, that you would...
Is it Smoke You or something?
Something like that. He basically that
I think Annihilate.
Annihilate. That I wouldn't stand a chance when it came to identifying 60s songs and artists.
And I say that because from the time I was probably 12, 13 years old, really for most of my life, whenever I've been in, let's say, a car driving and you would have those on, I would be the one that would be the first to be able to yell out the name of the song.
What happened here was Limey apparently said he'd do this tomorrow. Correct.
Right. I thought we agreed on tomorrow.
Thursday. Thought it was supposed to be today.
Meaning that Limey's the one who has to find the songs.
Yes.
But Limey, to his credit, said, well, if you thought it was today, we'll make it happen today in some version. So this will be a warm up version of maybe.
We can do like a rematch next week, like the real one next
week. So here's how I think this should work. Tim could keep score, or Dan could keep score, but here's how I think it should work. Each song he plays, if you get the artist and the title, you get 2 points.
Okay.
If you only get one of them, you get one. And obviously, if you don't get either one, you get nothing. And I get a shot at it.
Okay.
Oh, are we going back and forth? Or we're just going to yell out the name?
No, I think we go back and forth.
Is that how you want? Because what I was going to do is I play the first 20 seconds of the song, and you have to call out your name.
Don't need to. Okay.
But you only get 20 seconds. Like, that's it.
Oh, that's the max.
Wait, do we call out our name, or do we just yell out the name of the song?
You have to call out your name.
Yeah, you have to call out your name and then answer it.
If you don't get that way. If you don't get title and artist, or one of them, let's say you get one but not the other. Sure. I still get a chance to get that second part, so you could get 1 point, and I could get one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, and we call out our names.
So I've got 10 set. I've got 10 songs. This is the first one, okay?
Okay.
What? See?
Heard that. What you've done. That song was not a top 40.
I pulled up a popular 60s song.
Was it top 40?
I don't know about that.
Our deal was top 40.
Have you heard of that song, Frank?
No.
I've never heard that
song
either.
Now, all day long, you can find songs that never even reach the top 100. We're not talking about that.
I'm pretty sure this is in the top 100.
60s British songs that you're playing?
No.
This has to be top 40. Let's try this again next song.
What was that song?
Yeah, what was it?
That was...
horrible.
That was 007 Shantytown by Desmond Dekker. I have no idea who that is.
All right, no more of
never
that.
Never heard that.
I threw out some tough ones.
Here we go.
My two-word response to that song with that round one is idiot. Idiot.
Thank you. Next.
Here we go.
Good morning to you. I hope you're feeling
better. Okay, let's stop. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm playing 60s songs.
Bill, you ever heard of that?
No, sir.
You said you could play any 60s songs.
No.
Okay.
We established top 40 60s. That is not a top 40 song.
But all the top 40 songs were just the Beatles.
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. You may not be the guy for this job. Let's try it again. Next song.
There's Dionne Warwick and all kinds of stuff in there in the 60s.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one.
God.
Oh, my God.
Frank.
Oh, wow, okay.
Psychotic reaction, count five.
That is correct.
Wow. Two points.
And I've never heard of that either. So.
Psychotic reaction was a big hit in the 60s. The 2 points for me, two to nothing. Who's keeping score?
I am.
Okay, next.
Right. Here we go.
I do too. I do know it, and I'm.
Dan?
No, you're not in it.
No.
Bill, is it The Sun Isn't Gonna Shine Anymore?
Oh, yes, it is. That is the name of the song.
What's the artist?
I don't know the
artist.
That's
1 point.
Well, you got
to
a point. Yeah. You got a point.
Wow.
Do you know the artist?
Frank?
I don't. I will if he says it, but I can't think of it.
All right. The name of the band was the Walker Brothers.
No, I wouldn't have known that.
Score is 2-1 to nothing to nothing to nothing.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, it's familiar, but boy, you are digging. You're going to top 39 of the top 40. I mean, you have really found some obscure stuff.
I'm out too. Sorry.
Okay, well, that was the Birds. Way to go, Dan. Birds. That's the Birds, 8 miles high.
Well, okay, that was a hit. Wow.
Do I give Dan a point?
These are not the songs that Frank and I would be listening to on the 60s channel.
Let's keep going. Let's just keep it going, even though we found now that this is the wrong guy for the job. But go ahead.
Give me another America trivia question. All right, here we go. This one's easy.
What?
My God.
I'll give you a few extra seconds.
20 seconds, that's what we get.
All right, there you go.
That's it?
What?
Yeah, that's all you get.
No, I
decline.
Nothing. At least we both are not getting. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
It tells us that you don't know and understand what we're trying to convey when we say top 40.
You don't understand is that you guys both wanted some softball questions.
We wanted top 40 song. What was that song? And who was
the artist? That is Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra, Some Velvet Morning.
I've never heard that. They had a hit. Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra had a hit, but that wasn't it. That was the B-side of the hit. Oh. Next.
I knew Lee Florson.
He was
next to Hazlewood.
This has been the best.
Can I go through some top 40 songs and give them to him?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. But for now, let's go. Keep going. We'll finally eventually get something that, constitutes a real hit.
All right. I don't know whether
where are you getting this? Well, hold on. Where did you go online to get this garbage?
I just typed in top 60 songs, and this is the stuff that came
up.
Top 60 songs? Yeah, top 60 songs.
No.
Okay, well, that one was The Velvet Underground, Venus in Furs.
No.
What?
No. Get another site. This is ridiculous.
Here we go. I got another one for you.
This is depressing.
I'm loving this.
Oh.
This game is over. Dan, you know what we're looking for.
Wow.
Yes.
I never saw an episode of Jeopardy where they made fun of Alex Trebek.
Because Alex Trebek knows what he's doing and understands the game. Dan, put together 10 or 15 top 40 hits from the 60s that are actual hits, and then we'll use that tomorrow. But give them to him in advance of tomorrow's show.
I will. I know what you're looking for.
Yeah. I know you do. So.
I know what he was looking for.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I'd like to end by saying this. I won. I won.
Man.
If I had known you didn't really get what we were doing.
Oh, no, I got what you were doing.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Well, why would you try to throw
Because
you
we're
said.
Done. We're done. No, we're
you
done.
Said, now hang on no. a second. You guys were both like in here off air talking about how great you knew 60s music. So I pulled up some 60s music.
No.
Popular 60s music.
We made it clear.
Yeah.
top 40 that made the Billboard top 40 charts that were on Casey Kasem's show. Those songs from the
top 100 we could have done.
That song maybe was 107, number 789.
And honestly, like, you know, you take the top 40 60s songs.
Right.
You get all the generic stuff that everybody knows. I mean,
no,
even,
not everybody
even
knows.
I knew these songs.
Not everybody knows them.
All right, hang on a second. See, it's still up here from my search yesterday. Like the 60s songs. Okay, so you've got I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Bill.
Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Uh-huh.
Most Are You people, Lonesome a lot of people, Tonight?
Elvis, a lot of people would not know Archies did Sugar Sugar.
Okay, all right. So Suspicious Minds, you know, You Can't Buy Me
Okay,
Love.
How about this? Down like, in the Boondocks, Limey, who did that?
I have no idea.
It was a very big hit. It was Billy Joe Royal. That's what we're talking about. And that wasn't the Beatles. It was Billy Joe Royal. It was a big, big hit. I hate to use this example, but Bobby Gentry. Third of June, that song, Third of June, the Sleepy Dusty, that was a big hit.
Sleepy Dusty Tell Today.
That's what we're talking about. Man Who Shot Liberty Valance was a big, big hit.
Oh, my
Well,
goodness.
I had a great time.
How about Blue Velvet? Who did that, Limey? Blue Velvet, huge hit. Bobby Vinton is the answer. That's what we're talking about. Okay, we're done.
How about The Carnival Is Open? The Carnival Is Over.
No, you're out. You're no longer... No, you are no longer.
The heck?
You're no longer assigned.
You might as well be playing rap music for us to guess.
Picking songs. Dan will select the title and the artist.
Who did Doo Wah Diddy Diddy?
Manfred Mann.
One would have been.
Bill gets a point.
No, it's over. The game's over. That would have been a good example. Okay, the audience is now starting to leave the show, and I don't blame them. Let's just move on.
Tim's tie score.
I got a great email. I will share it with you. Frank, longtime listener, you don't know me personally. We've communicated a time or two over the last 25 years. I'm a former TWA pilot, American pilot, Ozark pilot. I now live in sunny Florida. My wife and I have followed you for decades and now listen every single day in Florida over the 590 The Fan app, usually while we're in our pool having an adult beverage. I thought this joke might be an excellent candidate for the Playhouse, maybe a bonus joke. Your longtime AM and the PM friends, Len and Kim Smith, down in Florida. I do know the joke, and I haven't told it for years because it's not quite Playhouse material, but for Len and Kim, since he sent it and reminded me of it, I'll share it with you. This guy goes with his wife. They put in a new door, and one of the hinges is missing, so they go to Home Depot to pick up a hinge. She said, I'll get it. It's a hinge. I'll pick it up. She said, normally, I don't send my wife to Home Depot, but it's a hinge. So while she's waiting for the manager to wait on another customer, her eye catches these two bathroom faucets that are absolutely spectacular. Two sets of faucets, one for the sink, one for a bathtub. So when the manager came over and said, can I help you? She said, yeah, I need a hinge, but while you're here, let me ask you, those faucets, how much are those beautiful faucets? He says, well, they're gold-plated, and they're very expensive. They're $5,000 a piece. She said, whew, that is expensive, out of my price range. But she said, here, we need to replace this hinge. He said, oh, I know right where it is. They're in stock. I'll go back and get it. He goes toward the back and yells out, ma'am, you want a screw for the hinge? She goes, no, but I will for those faucets.
Oh.
Okay. It's Lynn and Ken's joke. It's they wanted me to tell that joke. You went, ooh, like you
After
went,
he said faucets.
No, but you went, oh, like you didn't think it was funny. I did it for them. They're listeners in Florida.
Still better than that 60s game we just played.
So when you go, oh, it meant you thought it was a bad joke.
Did on the Len
and Kim, I liked it. Happy to do it for you. Tim doesn't like a lot of jokes, and he makes it known he didn't like your joke.
Can you edit that out? I'll redo my reaction.
Nope. Here we go. Dear Frank, I'm with you. I hate the masks. I'm in Illinois, and a lot of stores make you wear a mask if you want to come in. On blah 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 blah, and then she says, here's what I miss. I miss seeing people smile. She's got a point. You don't see any facial expressions with masks, so you don't know if somebody is friendly, in a bad mood, whatever. Susan, good point. And she says when she goes in, and this has been allowed and passed for a mask, she has a clear bubble umbrella. I've seen these. They're umbrellas that kind of come down over
like
your...
a dome?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she said that's what she walks around with, and they seem to be okay. Because it's like having your own little plexiglass, as you said, dome that you're under. Dear Frank, a lot of emails. Boy, here's another thing, folks. This is another thing that lit me up this week. I now get more emails than I got at the old place here. Something has happened here. Something has happened with this show on this station that's good. It just took a little while. Dear Frank, maybe I'm a fuddy-duddy, or maybe it's a sign of the times, but it's about the degradation of society in general. It's impossible... Well, he asks the question, is it possible to find a movie or TV series that isn't completely laden with profanity? I subscribed to Netflix for a free trial period, attempted to watch some of the programs you guys talk about. Dead to Me, Ozark, a couple examples. Tried to watch Yellowstone in the past. I like Kevin Costner, but it seems that every program now, every third word is the F word. Mm-hmm. They're just completely saturated with profanity. Have we dropped to this level as a society, or what do you think this we can attribute this to? He said it used to be less prevalent. Now it just seems to become the norm. Just picking your brain, Dwayne. I wrote Dwayne back, and here's basically what I said. Yes, we have stooped to this level, and yes, the F word has become, sadly, as common as water, and it's used unnecessarily and to excess, I guess for shock value, but we've lost our way. We've lost class. We've lost dignity. We've lost respect for other people. People don't care what they say or who they say it in front of. I agree with you 100%. There's not a thing we can do about it. Here's another email. And before I read this, I will tell you, I don't believe there's been a single day since Tom Charleville was in here for an hour that I have not gotten multiple emails about his time and the hour he spent here. Every day I keep getting great emails. Here's one. Frank, after hearing Tom Charleville on the show last week, I sent him a note in the mail. For those who didn't hear it, Tom Charleville is a coffee man. He was the man behind Thomas Coffee, and he's now the man behind Clipper Coffee. And he was in for 1 hour, I believe, a week ago Monday, or was it this Monday? It was this Monday.
Yes, yeah, it was this Monday.
No, it couldn't have been. That was 2 days ago.
Oh, no, it was last. Yeah, it was last week.
Last week. It was 1 day last week, and he came in, and we just had him stay for an hour and told the fascinating several stories. So he says, I told him in my note how much I enjoyed his segment on the show, and I appreciated him telling his story, even the bad parts. I said, I can't wait to try some of your Clipper coffee that I would get some on my next trip to Deerberg's. I asked him to send me a business card because Tim made such a big deal out of how nice his card was. So I sent him one of my cards. I enclosed a stamped envelope for him to send me a Clipper Coffee Tom Charleville business card. He says, now fast forward to yesterday afternoon. I was in my office. One of my coworkers knocked on my door and handed me a business card. It was Tom Charleville's card. I said, where'd you get this? They said, he's in the lobby. Whoa. He said, I went to the lobby, and there he was, Tom Charleville. I knew it was him right away when I saw that white hair. He came by to thank me for my note and hand-delivered me a can of Clipper coffee and a bag of Clipper beans.
Wow.
Says he took the time to drive to my office in Bridgeton to deliver coffee to me. What a class act. I was on my way out and had a 3:30 appointment, so we only had a few minutes to chat. I wish I had longer to visit, but I'm glad I got to meet him. He's a true gentleman. Thought you'd get a kick out of this story. It isn't every day you come across a guy like that. No, it's not. Thank you for the email. I appreciate it. There's a song. Oh, man, I'm looking at the clock. We'll do it tomorrow. It's called The Girl from the North Country, Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan. One of the most incoherent, hard-to-understand songs ever. And the person that sent it to me, and I'd never heard it, said that he had read some articles where they were both so high, they didn't even know where they were when they recorded it. And that's one of the reasons it sounds like it does.
Was that one of the top 40 songs of the 60s?
No, don't start. No.
Hey, what about the graduation? Do we have that?
Oh, yes. We have just enough time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Let's do this. The governor of Mississippi spoke at a virtual graduation. It was online. But he was speaking to a high school graduating class. if I knew who was responsible for this, I would create an award to give this kid. Somebody slipped into the list of graduates a fake name. Now, I'm going to tell you the name, because if I don't, when you listen to it, it's kind of off mic.
Yeah.
You won't catch it. You'll catch it when I tell you what it was. So imagine the governor going down the list of, and congratulations to 2020 graduate Trevor Phillips. And to Tim Woodburn, and to Harry Ascrack. and the reason he got away with it is the kid that did it, who slipped it in, was clever enough to spell it A-Z-C-R-A-C, Ascrack. But if you listen to Harry Ascrack. So here's the governor reading the graduates' names.
Cindy, Gavin Christopher Davis, Grace Dawson, Harry Ascrack.
Harry Ascrack.
Oh,
whoever you are, way to go, buddy. I hope you don't get caught. It's too funny for you to be punished. Let's see. Oh, again, whoever you are who bought the 1,000 thermal temperature scanners from Bertarelli this morning, God bless you. Thank you for that. We made a big deal out of those things yesterday, and apparently somebody was listening. So just a reminder, masks, PPE stuff, they have thousands of those things at the warehouse at Bertarelli. Just want to make sure you know. And then very quickly, Tim told a story about an employee and money, and he overpaid, and the girl called it to his attention. He gave me too much money, and then she thought it might have been a test. When I was a kid and delivered papers, month to month, I would go around and collect from my customers the month's worth of newspapers. You owe me, it was like back then, it was like $2.80 or whatever it was. And one of the ladies I delivered a paper to lived in a mobile home. And when I knocked on it and she came to the door, she was Pakistani. And she was dressed in those beautiful clothes and the black hair. And her English was really broken. And she said, "What do I owe you?" And I said, $2 and let's say it was 80 cents. She opened her purse and just held out a whole bunch of money, 20s, 10s, a lot of money. "I'm not familiar yet with the currency. Could you tell, would you pick out the $2 and I did. I picked out two $1 bills and I went over to her change that she laid out and I took 80 cents and I said, "Thank you." And as I turned to walk away, she said, "I know the money. I was testing you."
Wow.
So
wow.
You never know.
Oh.
She said, "You could have taken a 20, but I would have known." And I thought, okay,
wow.
Maybe going to church paid off a little bit.
And then they would have tied you to a tree and flogged you in the backyard 30 times.
They do that. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's a quick one. Don't blink or you'll miss it. Buddy is telling his friend that he wants to get a new urologist. He doesn't like his urologist. He's gruff. He's old. Grumpy. He's on a new urologist. His buddy says, "Well, I'll send you the one. She's fantastic." He goes, "Oh, it's a she?" He goes, "Hey, man, we're talking about my." He said, "I know, but she's really, really good. And she's drop dead gorgeous. I mean, movie star, swimsuit model gorgeous." Okay. He makes an appointment and he runs into his buddy. His buddy says, "Hey, did you go see that urologist?" He said, oh, yeah, I did. And you're right. Wow, is she hot?" He goes, "Well, how'd it go?" He said, "Well, pretty much right off the bat in her office, she told me I had to stop masturbating." He said, "What?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "Well, why would she tell you to stop that?" He said, "Because she said I'm trying to examine you."
Get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Think It Up. Think It Up, a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Join at thinkitup.org. Accident eastbound 64 at the Illinois Bank of the Poplar Street Bridge. We had an earlier stall southbound 55 south of Loughborough. Volume westbound 6440 as you head into I-70. You're still stop and go westbound 7270 through 141 and a crash northbound 61 at Montebello. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Neustetter's Jewelers is proud to announce they are reopening their doors on Monday, May 18th. Thank you to the community for continuing to support local St. Louis-owned businesses. They can't wait to help you browse their showroom or with watch and jewelry maintenance. Check them out at the corner of Doherty Ferry and Big Bend.
The West End Grill and Pub has been a dining staple in the Central West End for more than 13 years. They're open for curbside pickup every day from 4 to 8 p.m., featuring daily specials and a full menu, including fried chicken, burgers, fish and chips, salads, and more. Enjoy their special to-go margaritas, sangrias, Manhattans for one or a group. Visit westendgrillandpub.com or call 314-531-4607. That's West End Grill and Pub, a neighborhood place in the Central West End.
Matt Borchardt here from South City Staple Edibles and Essentials to tell you that our doors are open for all carryout and online orders in accordance with all CDC guidelines. You can check out our full menu and order now at ediblesandessentials.com. We have our staples like French fries, fried ribs, and banh mi tacos, as well as many items from our deli. Buttonwood Farm eggs, pork chops, bacon, and more are all available by the pound so your kitchen stays stocked during these tough times. Thank you for supporting local.
Heading down to Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans is, brought to you by. My wife just called me. Says, I'm going to stop by the smokehouse. What would you like for dinner? I guess she's taking a break from that good home cooking. Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. And I told her. I told her what to grab me. You should do that, too. If you've never done it, smokehouse, you will not regret it, and you'll want to go back. Annie Gunn's restaurant is also reopened now. They're both closed only on Monday. They're east of most all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards to both are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Chesterfield Valley, give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. How are you?
Hold on.
How you doing?
Hold on, please.
Hold on.
Please. Okay. Hold on to your penis.
Okay. Hold on to your penis. I already was.
Did you get hold of that angry inch, homie, theater?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speak for yourself.
How you doing, man?
Fantastic.
I can't. I'm so happy that Annie Gunn's is open. That's so good, man.
Yeah, you and thousands of other people.
Fabulous. Paco's question, according to Food and Magazine, here is the new list of the 2020 best celebrity tippers. But who is the current number one tipper?
Is that the name of the magazine, Food and Magazine Magazine?
No, it's just Food and Magazine.
It's called Food and Magazine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a weird name.
I call it Food and Magazine.
Okay.
Magazine.
All righty.
Johnny Depp, Russell Crowe, Bill Murray, Drew Barrymore. I thought so. Coronavirus update. Okay, just the facts. I think these are interesting, so stay with me on this. Here are the World Health Organization top 10 lists of countries with the most coronavirus deaths per million, as judged per million, effective today. Starting with the very worst deaths per country per million, number one, Belgium, 794. Spain, number two, 593. Number three, Italy, 529.
And this is the number of deaths per how many?
Million.
Per
million.
Okay. Yeah, million. Okay.
Number four, England, 523.
What's up?
Number five, France, 421. Number six, Sweden, 363. Number seven, Netherlands, 330. Number eight, Ireland, 318. Number nine, the United States of America, 275.
Yeah, good old U.S. of A. Less, fewer deaths here than all those other countries.
Number 10, Switzerland, 221. It's just the facts.
All right.
Tiger King's most likely husband killer, Carol Baskin, is now selling tiger face coronavirus masks.
Oh.
And word is that they are cheap, they don't work, and completely useless. Not surprised there. Good news stuff. I got a couple of them. After hearing of the 338,000 signatures for the recall, L.A. Mayor Garcetti has decided, he's going to start to open up L.A. a little bit.
Well, what took you?
Yeah, exactly. Ed Sheeran is giving millions of dollars to rebuild impoverished schools where he grew up in a very poor area. And do you know who Bob Beacon and Doug Hurley are?
I do not.
Bob Beacon, Doug Hurley. They are the first American astronauts in years headed to the space station in newly designed American spacecraft. Under the Space Force flag, they are scheduled to blast off from Cape Canaveral a week from tomorrow.
All right.
It's pretty exciting.
How long will they be up there?
I think they're going to be up there 3 months. Only 3 months.
I cannot imagine. You know, these people go, I can't believe I had to be home for 2 weeks. How about that? How about being in that little place for three? How about the Kelly was up there a year?
And have you seen how they have to sleep in like these weird sleeping bags to stop them from hitting the roof?
I go nuts.
I know.
How they do it.
Instant pop quiz question. What do Alex Baldwin, Ashley Simpson, Chris Pratt, Kevin Hart, Joaquin Phoenix, and Joe Jonas, what do they all have in common?
They're all famous.
That's true.
He's got a point.
That's true.
They're all having babies this summer. Having children this summer.
Wow.
Either them or their better path. From birth to a little death. On Sunday, Mel Gibson's 101-year-old father, Hutton Gibson, died. Some say it was about 80 years too late. This guy loved Hitler.
Yeah, he was horrible.
All minorities.
Yeah, good riddance, rest in hell. This guy was horrible.
The guy was a freaking monster.
He denied the Holocaust. So that was a lie. Yeah, he was horrible.
The guy was a monster. Yeah.
I'm sorry, 50 seconds.
What the hell?
You heard me.
You heard me.
Oh, now that will be a child.
I'm trying to entertain the folks.
All right, let's make it 35 seconds.
And finally... Who is the best tipper? Johnny Depp, Russell Crowe, Bill Murray, Drew Barrymore?
I'll say Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Drew Barrymore.
I'm going to say just because I like the image of her bust line. To think about it, Drew Barrymore.
Number four, Drew Barrymore. Number three, Bill Murray. Number two, Russell Crowe. Number one, Johnny Depp. Tomorrow, the list of the worst tippers. Mike Evans, see ya.
Who got it? Anybody?
No.
We're all idiots. No. We're all idiots.
Did not see Johnny Depp.
I want to thank everybody for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Now, if you would thank a police officer or a firefighter, every chance you get, they would appreciate that. We'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Till then, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out.
Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Fox Sports trending now.
Get things cracking first in college athletics. The NCAA Division I Council voted to allow voluntary on-campus athletic activities to resume for football, men's and women's basketball, and it all begins on June the 1st. Meanwhile, Ohio State AD Gene Smith said that his athletic department has run several social distancing models to consider having fans in the ballpark. A stadium that holds normally 100,000 people or even more than that could probably hold around anywhere from 20 to 22,000 fans and up to 40 to 50,000 fans if guidelines are relaxed just a bit. In the National Football League, Dallas Cowboys, Alden Smith has officially been reinstated. He's eligible to participate in all team-related activities. At 31 years of age, he hasn't taken a snap since 2015. Patriots, Patrick Chung has signed a two-year extension through 2023. He'll be 30.